أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين أما بعد My elders, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. We started yesterday with our talks in introducing Ramadan, and we said that we are the guest of Allah in this month of Ramadan, Shahrullah. And the whole idea together here is to revive our spirits in the month of Ramadan. And in that process, we said that in the month of Ramadan, it is the month where we try and achieve that level of taqwa, that restraint or behavior by which we comply and be obedient towards Allah and refrain whatever which Allah wishes us not to do. And with this, we said that Allah in this month has sent for us the Quran, which is the guide, which is the book by which we follow. All as Muslims agree on the Quran, and that is the miracle of the Quran. So I said that I'm going to touch in certain ayahs of the Quran, certain verses of the Quran, because the surah which I have tackled is Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, which has 286 ayahs. And the beauty of this surah is it talks about the Tawheed, it talks about the Nabuwat, it talks about the creation of Adam, it talks about Iblis, our biggest enemy, it also talks about Musa, it talks about Nabi Ibrahim, it talks about certain legislation, it talks about the rights of the women, and these are the things, when you look at this surah, it's so dynamic, it makes it a very interesting reading and understanding. So, what I would start is Amabad. فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِ الْمَجِيدِ وَقَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ These are the five ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah which I've started. Yesterday we talked on Ramadan, which was ayah number 183. So what Allah says in Alif Lam Mim, these are the huruf which only the knowledge is possessed by Allah and His chosen ones. And when I came across one of the hadiths, which is narrated across when one of the ashab went to ask our sixth imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He was asking him, "What? How about the science of astrology or palmistry? How good they are?" He said, "These are sciences, but you cannot rely upon them in totality." So the imam told him, and he based his discussion on Surah Ash-Shura, which is chapter number 42, where the surah starts with Ha, Mim, Ain, Sin, Qaf. So similarly, it has this special verses or special ayah. What the Imam said, with these keys of unseen, I can tell you what has happened in the past, I can tell you a present, and I can tell you a future. But because Allah has decreed or decreed certain changes in human's life, I refrain from telling you of the future. So we should all leave whatever the matter we have with the future. We should not be indulging ourselves in this science of astrology or astronomy. The reason being, in 18th century there were only six planets. And then after 1928, there were two more planets were discovered up to Pluto. And recently, we have another planet which is known as Eris. or Eris. Now, human being, as the science progresses, you find that we find ourselves, we are so limited, we do not have all that knowledge of Islam. Now, what Allah says in that second ayah, in this book there is no doubt about it, it is a guidance for those people who seek restraint. I said taqwa. So, Quran comes to you as a guidance if you practice taqwa. And secondly, what Allah says in the third ayah, those who believe in unseen, those who believe in unseen, keep up with the prayers and spend whatever they have, Allah has provided for them, in the good cause and for the pleasure of Allah. And then subsequently, Allah says, and those who believe in what has been sent, and what wahi has been sent to a prophet, and what has been revealed to our previous prophets, and they are sure of hereafter. Sure of hereafter. So we see that Allah then says, these are the people whom Allah guides. The guidance of your Lord is on them, and these are the successful ones. What in interim I wanted to say, that when you read the Quran, and when you read the Quran with understanding, the first guidance is your step, you have taken it. But as you read the Quran, the second guidance comes from Allah. And as you read the Quran, you will find yourself, you are flowing with the Quran, because the Quran helps you in raising that level of taqwa. So, we have come to an understanding that these are five qualities of iman and deeds, of our belief and our doings or our actions, which takes us to that high level of piety and keeps us away from hellfire, or keeps us away from those things which Allah does not like us to do. One is believing in unseen. Believing in unseen is something which is very important. We'll discuss little in details later. Keeping up with the prayers. Now in this month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we are not following solar calendar, we are following lunar calendar. And everybody has got their timetable which Mukhi Sahib has issued, the Jamaat has issued. And you paste it at home, what time is Imsak, what time is Fajr, what time is Zohor, what time is Asr, what time is Maghrib. Maghrib is very important because you need the tende, you need Khajur. So all these things, if you look into, it is a story of keeping up with the prayer. So you can pray on time. Thirdly, is you spend in the way of Allah. You spend in the way of Allah. Like yesterday we said that Ramadan is the time by which no rich man, no poor man, no male, no female, no elderly person, no young kid, they have to boast themselves that, look, I am doing better than you. It is within yourself that when you are keeping fast, it is that within you which you cannot exhibit because you are hungry. And in that process of staying hungry, what you do is you share everything, whatever you do, with others. Now, like Mukhi has said, we have a budget for iftar. What we should do, whoever has capacity should contribute towards these funds so that we, may all of us benefit, may eat together, may feed each other without knowing that I'm feeding you or you are feeding me. Number four is believing in whatever Allah has revealed in the Prophet. Now, this is a very important thing because whatever we see as a Quran today, it faces a lot of challenges. Now, today in the morning when I was driving, I saw on 680 News, one Muslim organization, they are advertising, and the first thing which came up is Azan, Allahu Akbar. And after that, they are advertising to give to other communities Quran as a free distribution. Please call at this number or log in into this website and ask for a free copy of the Quran. Can you imagine what a big sawab this organization is getting in distributing this Quran pieces to others? It must be something which came out of it. And when you see the Arabic muazzin talking to you when you are driving, He said, "Do you really, am I living in the West here, or I'm somewhere in the Middle East?" It's a touching feeling. And being sure of hereafter. So therefore, what I mean to say is that whenever you do these good things, you believe in these three and you do the good things with it, they couple up together and you start becoming pious and you refrain from whatever which is bad and which keeps you away. Now, a pious person is one, firstly, he used his common sense, he used his internal psychology, and he was guided by impaled philosophy, meaning that when his mind told him that of course there is something, this nature, there is something which is driving you and I. There is something, this entity, which because of it all others exist. The self-existing, when I say self-existing, I mean Allah, because of that self-existing, all of us exist, and everything is created out of that existence. Thus we believe in that unseen, and through our perception and senses, we start looking at that other thing. What I mean is, we start having that confidence and about our feeling about Allah. Secondly, when we look at this creator, this essential being, we see that everything has been created in order and in harmony, and every small detail which is there required in this world has been provided for to us. By this reasoning, the man acquire the oneness of God, the prophethood of our prophet, and belief in the day of resurrection. Now, this is the point which I wanted to talk about in little, on a historical point of view. When Nabi Musa, he was told, he was commanded by Allah, when he left Egypt, "Now you are to go with your brother back to Egypt, but remember, when you go, take my signs with you and remember me every time." So Nabi Musa goes back and he comes to Fir'aun, and he wants to preach Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And Fir'aun tells him, "Don't you remember that you are born here? We brought you up here, we made you grow, and then you committed a crime, you went away. Don't you remember all these things?" So Nabi Musa replies, and he tells him that, "Yes, but you see, when I did that, I was not under full commandment of Allah to reject you. But now, because I have been commanded by Allah, I have come to tell you of my Lord. And because of my Lord, I have been given that intellect, that reasoning, that understanding of my Lord, and I have come to explain to you who is my Lord." So Fir'aun replies, "Who is this Alameen? Who is this your Lord? Is it the Lord of the jinns, the mankind, or what exists?" So Musa replied, "He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between." So Fir'aun turns, looks around, and he says, "What is he talking about? What Musa is talking about? What is he bringing this new stuff to us?" So Musa replied, "He is the Lord even of your ancient fathers." You know, it's a discussion. You look at how logical Musa was in his explanation. So then Fir'aun says, "Verily you are the messenger of the one who sent you as a madman." So Musa replied, "No, he is the Lord of the East and the West." He again counters him with his discussion. You know, sometimes when you get into interfaith discussion, you get people who are negative, and you should know how to tackle these negative people. So Musa, Fir'aun replied, "If you talk about any ilah with exception of me," means if you talk of any god with exception of me, "I'm going to imprison you." So Musa then replies, "If I bring you a sign from my Lord," so Fir'aun said, "If you are truthful, show it to me." And here what does Musa do? He throws his staff, his stick down, and the stick becomes a serpent or a snake. And what we see, what I mean is, by this sign, I will just continue this inshallah tomorrow, this part of the story, is we see that the same process was there when our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi The people of Makkah, the Quraysh, they believed in their wealth, they believed in whatever they had, as were things which they believed in, and they believe in deities. And the Prophet came with a messenger, with a message, and that message was the Quran, which we are using until today, after 1400 years. What is this? This is a miracle of Allah. Like I said yesterday, in the West, in this part of the world, we have a big congregation of about 500 people in the hall at some nights, and the kids reciting Quran, and many of them born in this country who have no lingo of Arabic, reading Arabic in a proper context. This itself is a miracle of Allah. If only we understood this, then we have no problem. So what will he say? That as man becomes, he starts understanding that uniqueness of Allah, he starts believing. As he starts understanding the message of the Prophet, he starts believing more. And as he holds himself accountable every day, those who believe of hereafter, they are sure of hereafter. When you and I are sure of hereafter, you know what we'll do? We will hold our accountable of ourselves at each and every time. What I mean, my brothers and sisters, is whenever any action I will do, any thoughts, any mind, any talks I do, that means any writing. You know, sometimes these days we have a lot of chats, right? When we are MSN, we like to chat a lot, especially the youngsters. And when they chat, they have no speed limit, you know what I mean? It's more than the traffic limits on the roads. And this part of it also need to be controlled, in a sense that when you write something, it can go against you, because you recorded something. And secondly, when you look at all these beings, like you're trying to achieve that level of taqwa, however scholastic you might be, however rich you might be, Allah wishes you to be humble as much as possible. You know, these days we make our iftar with khajur, with dates, correct? Now, in the Middle East where I lived before, in the summertime, these palm trees, these dead palm trees, they start getting the dates. What your and my Imam, he gives you an example, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He says that the person who is full of knowledge, you will see him very humble. You will see him like that dead palm in the summer, because when the dates grow, it becomes heavy. The tree won't be like this now. The tree bends. So you will see him humble and walking humbly in front of others. And once you get that perspective of human being, you know that this person, he is developing that taqwa step by step. And if you look again, according to this which I said, believing in unseen, very good example is of our Imam, sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, one of the belief of unseen is Al-Qa'im. Al-Qa'im means our Hujjat, our 12th Imam alayhi salam. He says, whoever believes in this 12th, the truthful one, then he also understands the unseen. Secondly, you find the same Imam, he talks about spending on others. Now, most of the time when we say spend on others, we say, look, he has already come to ask charity from me, so I should run away from this guy. Spending doesn't mean only money. Spending means so many things. If you have the knowledge and you can share with others, give that knowledge to others. That Imam also calls it being charitable to others. Thirdly, coming to this masjid, I know the first few days of Ramadan can be tough on others, but being normal, showing that pleasant face to each other, being good to each other, that itself is called charity in the way of Allah. So inshallah, I will try and finish off today here, because I know it's getting late and we all need to go to bed. Many of us work and we are so busy. So I will ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of our Imam to bring justice and equity in this world. Let us pray to Allah to give our old scholars long and healthy life, especially our Sistani Mara. Let us pray for all our parents, those who are alive. May Allah give them long and healthy life, and those who have passed away, may Allah keep them among the chosen ones. Let us pray to Allah to give our youth the zeal and the energy so that they may be in the Siratul Mustaqim. Let us pray for all communities in all parts of the world, in India, Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Canada, in Africa, and including our communities. May Allah alleviate our problems. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين